Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Thursday, December 8th. All of a sudden, tonight's Thursday night football game got kind of spicy. We'll see if Baker Mayfield actually takes the field. I'm dubious, but the hope and potential is there. Baker plus McVay. We'll get to that shortly. Interesting World Cup gambling story that is getting picked apart in many, many ways. But I think we have to open with baseball because I just mentioned this week that the hot stove is not that interesting unless Aaron Judge leaves. So there was like 6 minutes earlier this week where a couple errant tweets from John Heyman led everyone to believe Aaron Judge was going to the Giants. Incorrect. Aaron Judge lands, as expected, back in New York with the Yankees. And for whatever reason, it's so weird. There is no salary cap in baseball, people. Okay? There isn't one. But people seem outraged that the Yankees gave Aaron Judge this monster contract, $360 million. It's a big deal, yes, but folks, it's Aaron Judge. It's the Yankees. You don't have a salary cap. What's wrong with 9 years, $360 million? I know that there's going to be people going to say, oh, that's too much. It's going to end up being a terrible deal. If you're the Yankees, terrible deals don't really matter. You can throw good money after bad money. Yes, I saw that the Padres offered him $400 million. Listen, $400 million, California taxes, well, New York taxes. But living in San Diego, that's a tough turndown. Now, Aaron Judge is from, I believe, Fresno, California. So there was a lot of speculation he'd want to come back west. But who leaves the Yankees? It just doesn't happen. People want to get to the Yankees. They're a destination. And this idea that it's a bad deal. Well, 7 years from now, is Aaron Judge going to be incredible? Probably not. But again, what does it matter? This isn't the NFL where all of a sudden you've got this albatross of your contract hanging on your books, or the NBA. Remember the NBA is so funny where they were like, oh, that Chris Paul contract is so bad. He's untradeable in Houston when it was falling apart. Remember that? It was like three teams ago. I mean, seriously, no contract is untradeable in sports. It's funny. We all like to say, well, who's taking on a $40 million deal? And, it almost sounds like it's funny money. You're playing Monopoly or something. Two things can be true. I know it's not a hot take, but two things can be true. Yes, Aaron Judge's 9-year deal is probably 3 years too long, but it doesn't really matter. Again, what's $40 million a year to the Yankees? That's a rounding error for the New York friggin' Yankees. And by the way, in 6 years, two other superstars are going to hit the market. And guess who's going to pay for them? The Yanks, because that's what they do. In my opinion, there was no way the Yankees were going to let a guy who just set a record for the most home runs ever in the American League who's the reigning MVP, there's no way they're going to let him walk. In a way, it was like, you remember Aaron Rodgers? There was all this opportunity last offseason. Well, Aaron Rodgers has won two MVPs, but he is 38, and I don't know. Maybe the Packers let him go. Maybe he walks. Maybe Packers do a deal. It's Aaron Rodgers. He is Green Bay. At this point, Aaron Judge is the Yankees. Now, I know he hasn't come up in the postseason. He hasn't delivered. But again, what does it matter? It's Aaron Judge. You know what Yankees fans would have done, Rob, if the Yankees did not retain Aaron Judge. They would have rioted. I don't know if anybody would care about the Yankees if they didn't have Aaron Judge. Because the pitching staff is, I mean, didn't deliver against the Astros. And the rest of the bats did not deliver against the Astros in the postseason. Yankees have now like a 12 or 13 year World Series drought, which feels like an eternity. But again, no salary cap. Why do you guys care that the Yankees went on a little bit too long paying Aaron Judge for 9 years? I don't get it, Rob. It seems a little like faux outragey.
Well, consider me faux outrage then, Jason.
Because
you know what?
Here we go.
Look, right. I don't have an issue with them bringing him back. Like, I think, and to your point, I think that it made all the sense in the world, both on field and off the field, to bring Aaron Judge back to the Bronx because I believe he's the face of baseball at this point. Mike Trout isn't a big enough personality. Some of the other guys, you know, Tatis Jr., Juan Soto, Mookie Betts, I don't know if they really move the needle the same way that a giant 6'7", 300-pound dude swinging a stick of lumber and hitting 900 home runs. That's what moves the needle, you know, in the national scale. However, there is no reason to give him a 9-year contract. He missed over 150 games across 3 years from 2018 through 2020. Yes, he had the big season last year, but if you really wanted to keep him, because, you know, he has the injury history,
yeah,
why not just give him 4 years, 200? Just massively overpay up front, because baseball is one of those sports, and I don't know why they continue to do this, where the owners insist on giving 10, 11, 12-year deals, knowing that the back third or the back quarter of that contract is going to be an albatross. Shout out to Albert Pujols here in Los Angeles. Everybody knew as soon as that contract was signed, it was a bad deal. So it's like making a purchase on credit, which seems good at the time because all you're doing is deferring the life of the payment years out and years out because you think this life, you're only paying $20 a month. Who cares if you spent $2,000 you don't have? I'd much rather, if I'm the Yankees and I'm dealing with a guy like Aaron Judge who hasn't shown he can be the most durable player out there.
Right.
Just pay him huge money, but in a shorter amount of time.
Okay, so let's say the Padres deal. It was speculation what the Padres offered, but they want to show that they're making a play at big guys. So let's say a smart team, the Padres, comes in and says, you know what, Aaron? We'll give you $50 million. For the first 3 years, 50 a year. That's more than what you'll get, assuming, from the Yanks. But we just don't want to go 9 years. Does Aaron Judge say, I will take your short deal and I'll come back for a bite of the apple? Or, to your point, his injury history, does he say, you know what? I'd rather just take the 9-year deal. What are you advising your client to do in that? Take a 4-year deal at 200 and then go for another bite? Or take the 9-year security, and you've got yourself, you've got your kids, you've got your grandkids all set for life.
If I'm advising him, I'm telling him to take what the Yankees offered, which is the length of the contract. But it's just like, you got to think that there's too many risks in a deal that long with a guy with that kind of injury history. You could say the same thing
about, I would agree.
About you know, Anthony Davis in the NBA, Joel Embiid are the two obvious ones where when those deals were signed, everybody said the Lakers and the Sixers are taking a huge risk by guaranteeing 5 years from this guy when he hasn't shown he can be fully healthy. But on the flip side, both Embiid and AD were like, yeah, I needed to sign that deal as soon as available. I didn't want to risk hitting free agency and me getting hurt again. So I understand that perspective. I just think the Yankees, they, you said they're the Yankees. They print money. They could have easily paid him $50 million a year for 4 or 5 years and then put the pressure on him rather than cave the way.
But then, yeah, then you're competing with other teams. I don't think anybody's given him 9 years. They just wanted to go where nobody else would. And Rob, it's interesting because this made me think about Lamar Jackson.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We saw how desperate Cleveland was to get a quarterback that they were willing to guarantee a full deal for Deshaun Watson, right? They were desperate. I think the Yankees were kind of desperate. We can't lose Aaron Judge. We can't. He's our main attraction, MVP, blah, blah, blah. Which team in the NFL is going to say, you know what? Baltimore don't want to give him. We're desperate enough. We will give Lamar Jackson the fully guaranteed deal. Because this is basically what it comes down to. I'm sure everybody's going to offer something in the Ravens category. But ultimately, there has to be someone out there who is desperate enough. Cleveland obviously has their guy now. That's willing to go all out for a fully guaranteed deal. And I guess the question to you, sorry to pivot to Lamar so quickly, even though he's not playing this week, is there a team out there that is that sad sack that is willing to? And I guess we could start with the team that has been eliminated from playoff contention before anyone else, the Houston Texans.
I don't think Houston would do it. I think they know that they are so far back that their one guy's not going to make a difference. It's got to be a team who thinks that they're close. Even if they're not really that close, they think that they are.
Okay, here we go.
I got two teams on top of my head.
All right. Okay. You go, I'll go, then you go.
Okay. The New York Jets.
No, you jerk. No, they're not that desperate. Come on, they got Mike White. No.
Okay.
The Jets are, they're playing with the quarterbacks on the rookie deal, cheap, thriving with the defense. If you give Lamar all the money, you're going to have to instantly lose a couple of these star defenders. Plus, I don't know that his style will work in New York.
I was just kidding. I just wanted to see.
I figured you were. Okay.
Okay. This is you know, everybody's without laughing. Me knowing their salary situation. I just
hold on. Wait. Let me go first because I want to beat you to it. So I'm going to go to a team that almost never makes the playoffs. They play indoors, and they're kind of sort of surging right now. And I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions. They have a dynamic offensive coordinator in Ben Johnson playing indoors. Lamar Jackson indoors would be ridiculously unfair.
And they got
in
weapons.
A division.
They got weapons. They got a good offensive line.
Yeah. Jameson Williams is coming back. Great. Arguably top five offensive line, according to Pro Football Focus. I don't think anyone believes the Vikings are like a dynasty. The Packers dynasty is ending. And the Chicago Bears are kind of rebuilding. They're exciting. But like the Detroit Lions get Lamar Jackson. Now you got to convince Lamar to want to go to Detroit. Now he did go to Louisville, I believe, but he is a Florida kid. And that is going to keep drawing people back to, you know, a certain fish team. But I'm not going to bring them up because I only had one. Fire away.
Okay. The first one I thought of, and they were in the news earlier this week, the Tennessee Titans. They play in a division that they pretty much run roughshod over. There's not a lot of competition. So you can afford to be risky. And they've already missed on a lot of their first round picks anyways, which is why Robinson got fired to begin with. So you can afford to trade away, what is it? I think it's two first and whatever the contract is if he's franchised. They have a great running game with Derrick Henry. They have a good defense. It's basically the same blueprint that Baltimore already has in place, but you're going to a much less competitive division, and Derrick Henry by himself is better than anything you have in Baltimore offensively.
Interesting.
Mike Vrabel's a hard-nosed head coach. I think he wouldn't mind running that kind of a system. I think that Tennessee, again, not knowing their full salary structure, I think Tennessee makes a lot of sense.
So that's interesting. The first name, as soon as I thought of Tennessee, I was like, geez, who's the last good quarterback they had? Great quarterback they had, franchise guy. And it's like, Tannehill's been there a while? No. Marcus Mariota, they thought, no. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I didn't even realize he started there. Jake Locker, Vince Young, they thought was the guy. They quickly found out he was not. And then you get to the name, Steve Air McNair. Kind of a mobile quarterback, big arm, thrived in Tennessee. Got them, it looks like, I kind of forgot this one. Oh, they lost to the Rams.
The greatest show on turf.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then they would, I mean, listen, McNair
had
the 1 yard
line, wasn't it?
That's right.
The 1 yard line.
13-3, 13-3, 12-4. McNair was the MVP of the league. 11-5. And since then, you know, they sputtered for a while, and now they're thriving. I don't think anyone thinks Ryan Tannehill is why they're thriving. So, yeah, Lamar in Tennessee's not terrible.
Okay, do you have a second one? Because I have one other one.
No, I think just Detroit or Miami would be my two.
Okay. My second one, and this is a little bit shocking because they are streaking, my Las Vegas Raiders. Derek Carr, they have an easy out from his contract if they really wanted to get rid of him. You could even negotiate that as part of the trade. Instead of you're giving him the two first rounders, you say Derek Carr and one first rounder. But they obviously, depends how this season goes. It doesn't look like they're sold on Derek Carr, or at least they weren't earlier in the season. Maybe the last few games have changed things. You got a good running game with Josh Jacobs in place. You have the marquee receiver that's there that he's never had. And if you think that Lamar Jackson, the only reason why he doesn't put up elite passing numbers is because he doesn't have elite passing options, well, suddenly you go from Mark Andrews and stuff to Devontae Adams, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro, and the guy who happens to be leading the league in rushing, Josh Jacobs, behind you.
Indoors. Vegas needs like a face of the franchise. They had Gruden. He's gone. I don't think Carr's that dude. I mean, I guess it could be Devontae Adams, but when was the last time a wide receiver was the face of your franchise and it was a good thing?
Especially the guy who doesn't talk. Devontae Adams does not talk. I've heard him talk more in a Taco Bell commercial than I'd ever had before that.
I'm trying to look up his age. So it looks like Waller's probably on the move this offseason. Foster Moreau's been pretty good. But Waller, he was almost dealt to Green Bay, and it sounds like he's pretty much done there. I'm trying to find the age of Devontae Adams. Because obviously he is here we go. Devontae Adams, 29. So he's still got at least three more top end years left, right? 32 yep. is like, he turns 30 here in 2 weeks.
So two more years after this. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he played in Green Bay for a long time. I'm not seeing any major injury history. He's, you know, missed two games, missed four, missed one, two. Yeah, not a significant.
And he's not one of those guys whose game is built on the athleticism. Like, he's a technician. He is a fantastic route runner. That's what makes him so great. He can catch the ball. He runs great routes. He's not a Tyreek Hill, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, not that they can't run good routes, but those guys, so much of what they do is because they are elite athletes. And Davante Adams is a good athlete, but he's just not, that's not his style of play.
Before we get to best bet for Thursday Night Football, I do, and this is obviously turning into a Raiders podcast this week now that Rob G's back on the mic. But I do want to turn to the Raiders' opponent for Thursday Night Football, and that's the Rams. So in, I guess it was kind of sort of a surprise, but not totally, because I think Albert Breer was the one who kind of was saying, keep an eye on the Rams. But the Rams claim Baker Mayfield. Nobody else in the league put in a claim for him. Just file that away for like 2 minutes from now. So the Rams claim Baker. Apparently McVay shared a flight to the combine. He was a commercial flight, by the way, with Baker Mayfield, and they caught up and they really got along. You know, listen, Sean McVay is pretty cool. Baker seems like a guy who would be a good hang, a dude's dude, and they got along swimmingly. So McVay sees him on the market. His quarterback Stafford is toast. His backup, he's looked okay in small doses, and then he got hurt. So now they're down a third stringer, Bryce Perkins. And McVay says, yeah, let's ride with Baker. This is what I think is super interesting. Rob, if you look at the Rams' schedule the rest of the way, we know they're out of the mix for the playoffs. 3-9, season over. No Aaron Donald, no Cooper Kupp. But they moved the ball against Seattle. I don't know if you watch Tutu Atwell. You might want to pick him up in fantasy. Tutu Atwell's got some, he's got some springs. I mean, that kid can bounce. Rob, just take a look at the potential Baker Mayfield has to be a spoiler the rest of the way. So they play the Raiders tonight. Raiders are surging. There's a chance. I don't know that Baker's going to play, but if he does do some damage and pull off the win somehow, that's one team he could spoil. I do think the Packers are toast and he can't spoil anything there. The Broncos, obviously, but look at the final two games. At the Chargers, which will be at SoFi, so no home field advantage, probably more Rams fans, and then at Seattle, which might be in a dogfight for a wild card. We'll see. But Baker Mayfield as a spoiler with McVay, knowing, I like this guy. What if I could jumpstart his career and keep him in the league? Because as we discussed here, Baker Mayfield probably not content to be a backup anywhere. As soon as he was dealt to Carolina, and by the way, this is now the third team Baker Mayfield has been on this calendar year. Former number one pick. How the mighty have fallen. But think about this for a moment. McVay knows we're not tanking. We don't have our first round pick. We want to win games. We want to play spoiler, unlike the Texans, who are not incentivized to win. The Chicago Bears, they're trying to win, but they ultimately, they do not want to win. They want a high pick. McVay does want to win. Baker needs to win. This is kind of a spot where he's backed into a corner. And Rob, the truth is, if he doesn't show well in these five games, I don't know if he's in the league next year. Find me the landing spot for Baker Mayfield. I mean, maybe if Houston's the wild card in all this. Will they take C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young first? Or will they say, we're going to go defender and we're going to wait on next year's quarterback class? And in the meantime, we'll give Baker Mayfield a shot. We'll kick the tires on that. We tried Davis Mills. We tried Kyle Allen. Let's just bring in Baker. Let's give him a shot. Because other than that, I don't know that there's a team that really makes sense for Baker Mayfield next year. Now, obviously, there can be a quarterback carousel like Tennessee may say, Ryan Tannehill, thank you for your service. Sayonara. We don't have a fallback plan. I know other people are pushing Aaron Rodgers to the Titans. Seems far-fetched. But, you know, could Baker land there? Baker and Vrabel seem like an oil and water combo. I don't know. And, folks, you look up and down the league, there's just not a lot of teams who, A, need a quarterback, or B, want the headache of Baker Mayfield. I thought the Niners made all the sense in the world as a backup because that locker room's full of a bunch of alphas who are not going to take any smack from Baker Mayfield. The Rams, listen, their star players are out. Jalen Ramsey versus Baker, that might be fun. But ultimately, I think this is as good as it gets for Baker Mayfield. And ultimately, he needs to win. And, you know, in his career, he's bet on himself in these spots. I think there could be an upset or two in McVay and Baker Mayfield's future.
I want whatever it is that you're smoking. Whatever it is that Colin and everybody over at the Herd is handing out at the lot, I need to know what it is. Because we are bear witnessing to the last month of Baker Mayfield's NFL career. You and I talked about this. It even got picked up on a few other shows like 2 months ago where we talked about Baker Mayfield and what happens from here. This was, I think, before he even got before he was
yeah,
even...
Yeah, this is when he was struggling in
yeah,
Carolina.
Yeah, he was just struggling. Yeah. He wasn't even benched yet in Carolina. And you asked me, you know, where is he this time next season? And I said, hey, he's calling games for the Big 12 Network. And I don't know if even the Big 12 Network will take him at this point. I think he might have a gap year before he gets to the Big 12 Network. Because I think that Baker Mayfield has shown this season, when everything's not perfect around him, because that's what he had in Cleveland. He didn't have to do much. They ran. He had fantastic weapons on the outside. And as soon as they put the game in his hands, he crumbled. This season in Carolina, and they don't even have bad weapons at the time. They had Christian McCaffrey. They got DJ Moore. They have guys. They may not be the great guys, but they have guys. He put up a passer rating of 74.4.
Is that good?
It's horrible. His QBR of 13.8 this season. Okay, 13.8. The second worst by any quarterback since the stat was originated in 2006. So out of 521 qualified passers, Baker Leviticus Mayfield III, Jr.
Wait, is that his middle name, Leviticus?
I'm just guessing. I'm just messing with you. Oh, okay. I was gonna say. He was number 520. Like, we know what Baker Mayfield is at this point. He's a unathletic, relatively short, relatively weak-armed, relatively NFL quarterback who thinks he's Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow. And he's not. He's not that kind of guy. And even though he's kind of kept his nose clean this season so far, history tells us that when someone puts a microphone in front of his face and asks him how he's really feeling, he is going to pop off and say something reckless or incendiary or disrespectful towards a teammate. And you can't have that kind of a risk as your backup quarterback. So if you're not good enough to be the starter, you don't have the mental makeup of a backup, you're going to be out of the league. And I think this is what's going to happen. Ultimately, you're going to see in this next couple of weeks, the Rams are going to try to make him happen. Like in Mean Girls, you try to make fetch happen, didn't happen. He's going to be out of the league.
Out of the league. Bold claim. Listen, I like an underdog. I think at this point, Baker's a massive underdog to
huge.
Thrive anywhere. But I would not, I'll just say, in McVay, I trust. You saw what he did with Wolford against Seattle. And maybe that was a one-off because Bobby Wagner was fired up and wanted to get the W over his former team. You know, Jalen Ramsey versus DK Metcalf. And that's probably not going to be there for the final five games. I don't know what their incentive is tonight against the Raiders to get fired up. If anything, they could go on the road and get smacked around tonight, but we'll get to the best bet on that. Finally, Rob, are you aware of this story on the World Cup that is circulating? Essentially, a teacher, okay, a teacher, you know what teachers make.
Yes.
Made a $90,000 bet on Morocco to reach the quarterfinals.
Okay.
And it paid off $1 million. And you know Morocco survived penalty kicks against Spain. And what's interesting is this has been picked up and it's now a story. Now, they haven't named the teacher. You know, you don't want to name some teacher who made $1 million. But it's being written about like it's, you know, it's a degenerate gambling story. And no, none of the pertinent questions are answered. For instance, Rob, if you wanted to open up an account at DraftKings, FanDuel, any of these guys, and put $90,000 on a bet, you would not be allowed to do that.
Correct.
Right? You're not allowed to do that. Now, who do they allow to make $90,000 bets? Well, if you go into the sports book, there's a chance, you know, if they know you and you're a career loser who is basically a terrible gambler who they know they've taken a lot of money from you, yeah, we'll let you bet $90,000 or whatever you want, dude. And maybe they allow that online for a guy who has been a career loser. But the other speculation, and this is interesting, is that the smart groups out there who know they can't get $90,000 down on Morocco, they have to go out and find these degenerate losers and say, hey, we will cut a deal with you. You go and make this bet for $90,000 in your account because you're allowed to do that because you're a career loser. For us, you get a cut, we get a cut, and nobody knows anything else. The sports books apparently are not talking about what happened here. They're not giving any details, which is kind of interesting. I don't know. It's a World Cup bet. I'm just curious what you make of this. Or, do you even believe that this happened? I don't know. Stories are just trickling out about this yesterday and a little bit this morning, but I'm curious your initial thoughts on kind of a wild story.
My initial thoughts are, and it's part of a bigger conversation with sports gambling, if it wants to be mainstream, which I think it does, you have to allow anybody and everybody to bet as much as they want to. You don't go to a Vegas casino and say, I want to bet $500,000. And they say, oh, no, we're not going to let you do that. Like, because they know the odds are in their favor. No matter how good you think you are at blackjack, the odds percentage-wise are in the house's favor. So they're always going to take that bet. They might call a guy upstairs, but they're going to say yes. The same thing should apply to sports gambling if they want to be full-on mainstream legitimate the way that BetMGM, DraftKings, Caesar Sportsbook, however, that's what they want. That's what they got to deal with. And if it means taking a couple of L's early on while the sharp money, the syndicates kind of cash in with schemes like this, then so be it. Because in the long run, you know, eventually there's enough guys like me and Joe Schmo who are going to keep giving you $100, $200 at a time, and it's going to make your money right back. So
yeah, no, it's a fascinating story. Just keep an eye on that one. I think that this is, well, if it unfolds, it's going to be super interesting. All right, it's time for the best bet here on Straight Fire.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
So the Raiders opened up as 4.5-point favorites on the road in SoFi against the Rams, and it's already up to 6. And this is starting to 6.5. I would not be surprised to see a touchdown here before kickoff. The obvious question, should the Raiders be a touchdown favorite over anybody? Because remember, this is a Raiders team that was dead in the water. I believe they were 2-7 like 5 minutes ago. And now they've turned it around a little bit and they're 5-7 and they are maybe in the, they need some help to get in the mix for a playoff spot. But again, we're talking about a bad football team that won 2 overtime games in a row and then beat the beat up Chargers, all the while putting up massive offensive numbers. And now they're on the road, probably going to hit a touchdown favorite soon against the Rams, the defending Super Bowl champs, who, I don't know, are they going to play Baker Mayfield tonight? Like, my initial thought after watching Rams-Seahawks last week was, I cannot wait to fade the Rams next week. Bobby Wagner put everything he had into that game. Jalen Ramsey, everything. They were so fired up, engaged, locked in to get the victory against the Seahawks, and they lost. And they know the season's over. This is basically guys, Tutu Atwell and company, playing for contracts, looks with other teams, pride. I can't make a case to take the Rams here. It's unimaginable to me that Baker Mayfield would jump off the plane because he got the playbook photocopied to him or emailed or texted or whatever it is. And Baker's had 4 days now with the playbook. So that means, obviously, he's going to be ready to hit the ground running. I mean, yes, the Rams defense probably can show up and maybe they could get a turnover from Carr early and somehow make this interesting. But it's just a really tough sell. I mean, imagine if it's Bryce Perkins starting. I know he looked good and got the cover. You're going to say, oh, he got the cover against the Chiefs. The Chiefs showed nothing in that game. They were looking ahead to the Bengals. They showed absolutely nothing. It's essentially Van Jefferson, Ben Skoranek, Tutu Atwell. The offensive line is bad. Maybe Chandler Jones woke up from a season-long slumber with the 3 sacks last week, and he and Crosby eat against this awful offensive line. I don't know, guys. It is a tall order. You know, dogs and unders have ruled, but there's a scenario where if Jalen Ramsey's not locked in defensively, holy hell, Devontae Adams is going to put up another 150. I don't like to lay it on the road. The total started at 43. It hasn't really budged. I still don't believe in this Raiders defense, so I would go with the over 43.5. I could see the Raiders putting up 30 easily, and then, you know, their defense is not great, some garbage time action from the Rams. So I'm afraid to lay it, the big number, but I think over 43.5 is my best play. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Got a good guest lined up. He's the fan. I can't say what he's a fan of. You'll have to wait for tomorrow, but it's a team I have been fading and losing on, and I've turned a corner on them, and I now believe in them. They're very good. We'll talk to him tomorrow. NFL picks. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.